The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you think what's happening in your mind doesn't affect your life, you are wrong. Let's have this discussion on Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I know about Anthony A.
Last Friday, Anthony A.'s mother was coming to town for this big concert, the Eagles and Steely Dan.
Ooh,
okay, yeah. I wanted to go. Everybody got tickets. Anthony was kind enough to give the tickets to his mother. Now, we're sitting here in the studio on Friday, and he keeps saying, man, I wish I would go with my mom. I want to go with my mom. And I'm thinking to myself, I feel guilty. Like, I kind of want to give him these tickets. I feel bad, right?
But there was a part of you that was like, I don't want to give him these tickets because I want to go.
Oh, 100% yeah, of me was like, I don't want to do it. But okay, Friday night's here, you know, and we're there, we're getting ready, and I keep thinking it. And Automatic, my husband here, even says, Dana, it sounds like you feel bad. Do you just want to give Anthony the tickets?
Uh-oh.
And I took a deep breath and I said,
no.
No, but I feel bad.
I wouldn't have done it either, though. And in all defense, I would not have done it at all either.
Last tour, we're talking about, Steely Dan, one of the most sampled from hip-hop in history, whatever. So we're walking out the door, and Otto gets a text message, and it's a friend of ours, Josh and Brenda.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, hey, we got two extra tickets tomorrow. We're up close, almost front row, to the Eagles and Steely Dan. Y'all want to go?
Boom! And then it happened. Dude.
It happened.
Anthony, nice. He picked somebody.
The universe was working in your favor.
It was a glorious night, and I'm thank you guys for thinking about me in that situation. The funny thing was, I was really just dropping my parents off over there at the concert, so I didn't go prepared to go to the concert. I had to attend the whole concert in my gym shoes.
But weren't you happy
yeah,
to
no,
do it?
Yeah, no, it was a core moment of my life, so I appreciate it.
The moral
the universe.
Of the story is, don't discount what's going on in your head. You will manifest it. And I know sometimes you try to hide that. Man, you know, if I ever doubted that, well, I'm kind of doubting myself right now because that's the way I think. I'm trying really, really hard to think positively because the fact that that happened, it was almost shocking.
Yeah.
But you're going to manifest whatever is happening in your mind. So try your best to think positively about yourself and your situation.
There it is.
Maybe
dude.
You too can go to a big concert. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick it off with something we all love. It's National Pie Day. That's a good pie.
Oh, my yes. gosh.
Not the 3.14. No. Nobody wants that math pie.
Mm-mm.
Manifest to apple pie right now.
Technically, pizza is a pie.
True.
Yeah, it is. It's a pie.
All right, we also got National Measure Your Feet Day. Quick round of a table. I am a size 11.
I'm a size 12.
I'm a size 6.
Oh.
Are you sure about that?
Is that even an adult size?
5.5. 6, I rounded up just like my height.
When people meet Dana, they always say, I thought you were so much bigger.
Literally, I can't go in. Whenever I meet anybody who listens, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so tiny. Somehow, I'm not that tiny.
Dana's foot is the smallest, but her shoes are the most expensive. And we'll wrap it up on National Handwriting Day.
Oh, this is a skill you should not lose. Once a month, I write a check just to write and also to remember how to write a check. And it's so sloppy and awful.
I write show notes every single day on a piece of paper. I could write them right here on my computer, but I don't because I just like to write.
I like the automatic, but when you go back and look at it, can you read it?
Most of the time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you were little, did a grown-up ever say something to you that never left you? Like a negative thing?
Yes.
I remember one time, I was little, my teacher made fun of my hair because it had a lot of hairspray in it, and then she made fun of my burrito, and I never wanted to eat lunch in a cafeteria again. I never, because my nana used to pack me homemade food, and after that,
burrito
I was
Dana.
The burrito girl. And now everybody's eating burritos.
I was going to say, I wish I was burrito boy.
Oh my gosh,
because
no.
I was on free lunch, and that was not.
All I wanted was a peanut butter and jelly, a little ham
you
sammy.
You didn't, though.
Mm-mm. I didn't. You're right. You're absolutely right. But it made me feel, I felt vergüenza. I felt shame. And it was awful. And I don't know why she did that to me. I was in first grade. I'll never forget
I was
it.
In a summer program. It was like a summer dare program brought to you by the lovely police officers of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'm sure that was a gem right there.
One kid goes, me and my mom had to eat potted meat last night, and it was pretty good. And the cop looks at that kid and goes, I don't eat potted meat. I'm not poor. I was like, oh, my God.
How did I know?
I was like, oh.
And then did he pull off in the Dare Corvette?
Who says that to a kid?
Dare officers, dog.
God.
That's why we all did drugs after that.
You don't
had
say
to do
that
it to cope.
Yeah, I really didn't know I was poor until somebody told me. You don't know.
I got one better than both of you. When I was in fourth grade, my fourth grade teacher, shout out Miss Linton, she looked at me dead in the eyes and said, you are a hoodlum and you are going to go to prison.
Oh, no.
I beat the case, Otto. No, for real though, I did beat the case when I was like 18. Though
okay,
I didn't. She was kind of right.
She was kind of right.
She was kind of right. I didn't have to go, but to say that, something like that to a child, that's just not right.
It's not, especially teachers. Like, you're supposed to be so influential, and most of my teachers were. Most of my teachers were wonderful, but there were a couple that were mean to me. I was always in National Honor Society and advanced classes, and I got a Latino surname, and we moved a lot. My mom would always go. She was a hustler, go where the work is, and my nana would follow her. So I would go into classes, and these teachers would always question me. I remember one time she said, stand up and read to us and prove that you belong here.
Oh.
And I wasn't like really an outspoken person like I am now. I was shaking, but I knocked that out the park, baby. But I was so nervous, and I don't understand why teachers talk to kids like that sometimes.
Well, I think adults are humans too. I mean, like, teachers are. And yeah. Sometimes they have bad days, and you just take it out on your
parents. No!
And for me, I was an
asshole. I was a good kid. I didn't deserve that.
I'm not above any of this. Dude, one time, I was at my friend's son's baseball banquet, and all the kids were running around, and I looked at a kid dead in the face and said, yo, get away from me, you smell like dirt. And apparently, that's true. I didn't know.
Kids smell like dirt. Okay, so another time, a teacher told me, not me, this is when I got older, and I did start backtalking a little bit. And also, I think I was standing up for myself. Miss Honeycutt said, shut up. Do you want to be working in a fast food place? Do you want to be sacking groceries? And all I could think about is the kids in the class, because my mom had worked fast food. And I kept thinking, what if somebody's parents work in fast food? What if somebody's parents are sacking groceries?
And you stood up to her after she said that?
I told her. I said, well, who are you? You don't go to fast food places? You don't go shopping at grocery stores? She gave me in-house suspension.
Damn. And now I kind of wish.
But why do you talk to people like that? There's good, hardworking people. That's not right.
Somebody would work stacking groceries because I'm tired of self-checkout.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Her face.
This is a reminder to adults to be careful what we say to kids. Not just, you know, as teachers, but just in general, even our own kids, because what you say sticks with them for life. As you can see, we're still traumatized to this day.
PTSD.
877-730-DCS1. Is there one time when you were little you could recall somebody grown up saying something to you that really hurt and is still with you?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How many people like self-checkout?
Oh,
nobody. Mm-mm. Nobody. New Mexico has figured it out. There's so much crime that Walmart has eliminated self-checkout.
Oh, yes. My motherland.
But just enough crime. Not too much that they're shutting them down because they're still very profitable. It's the Goldilocks of crime. According to supermarket.com, Walmart said it has no plans to remove self-checkout beyond New Mexico. But
up to us, the people, to get in there and do what we got to do.
That's what I'm saying.
To implicate this whole system across nationwide.
Because it doesn't make any sense that I still have to pay the same amount of money for my groceries and my items.
But sometimes it's way faster.
No.
It's never faster, dog.
Never.
I remember the early days of self-checkout when it was like 10 items or 20 items or less.
Yeah.
And now we got homies in there just scanning meat and poultry items and everything, dog.
If you have vegetables, you better go through the checkout.
All right. From some successful criminals to a not so successful one, we're going to go to Northern California, where a Sacramento woman was arrested after she fled a store with over $2,500 worth of Stanley cups.
No.
Yeah.
Did they find her in the Starbucks parking lot? Did she have Uggs on?
She probably did. And she could have flipped that for about $10,000.
Damn, that's crazy to me. I don't understand it.
In front of the Walmart in New Mexico.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, she can't get into the club I want to go to. So in Mexico, the trendy new way to say I got FU money is by going to these illegal monkey clubs.
What?
They're actually smuggling in spider monkeys, and they dress them in tiny little hats and little ruffled dresses, and they dance around. They even have like gold chains on. So all the richest people in Mexico and all the drug lords are now hanging out at Club Monkey.
Need to get a DJ job there.
Come on, guys.
Get it what they do in Mexico with donkeys and their shows?
No!
The Monkey Party is actually pretty PG-13. It's pretty subtle.
I was just going to ask, you really, got it. It's either Peso Pluma or Club Monkey. Which are we picking? Club Monkey?
All day, dog. Yeah, bro.
Poor Peso Pluma.
He looks like a little ant.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast. Podcast.
Tickets to see Travis Scott, usually very expensive. You can see him for free. I'll tell you when and how right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this and more. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays first.
We got to start by honoring a great musician who was born on this day in 1998. XXXTentacion. May he rest in power. I'm sad and And from Law & Order, Mascara Haggerty. Dude, the main chick from Law & Order, dog.
Oh, she's, okay. Yeah. I know who you're talking about, Olivia Benson.
She plays Olivia Benson. Yeah. That's who
Law & Order, one of the most streamed shows on TV today. How old is that thing? Man, our daughter loves it. All right, so now we're going to start off talking about Jay-Z. He just signed a new band. You're thinking, Jay-Z, man, real hip-hop. Take a listen. Group is called Infinity Song, and they have millions and millions of views. They sound like...
They sound like a 60s TV show band.
They do.
That's a good way to put it, dog.
But hey, he sees something in them, so more power to
him. Maybe they'll be the next Jackson 5. Who knows?
You never know.
Well, they're all siblings.
I would say the Carpenters then. Ask your grandma about that one. Ever wonder what Drake does all day? You don't have to wonder anymore. He posted video of himself from sunup, the moment he wakes up, till sundown as he's making himself a pomegranate wine spritzer. But he did it, I think, to clap back at Mos Def, who is an old school hip-hop artist, one of the greatest, who said Drake was only pop music. I'm upset. Because he tagged an influencer who makes Target runs, which Mos Def said Drake makes music for Target.
Damn, that's cool.
Come full circle.
I don't even know if Mos Def knows what an influencer is.
Doesn't know what hip-hop is either.
I will say this, from watching the video, Drake has the same skin regimen that I do.
He does! Automatically, you're like, Drake, you're giving up the goods here. Go check it out at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Do it.
All right, and then finally, congratulations. Travis Scott added to perform at this year's 66 Grammy Awards, along with Billie Eilish, Luke Combs, and more. But I have to shout out my girl SZA. She's the most nominated artist of anyone. Wow. And she deserves it. She's been working so hard.
Hopefully she can take some of those trophies home.
She will take plenty of those trophies
home. I'm rooting for Luke Combs. Come on, baby.
Why? What did he do?
I like his music, dog. You like Luke Combs' music? Jesus.
I don't know if I'm familiar with it.
Oh, dude, he has...
Automatic people are going to be mad at you. He's one of the biggest country artists out there.
I'm just happy nobody asked me to name a song.
I was just about to say, name a song.
I think it's something about driving. There's one about driving.
He's the guy who did Fast Car.
There it is.
That's a Tracy Chapman song. He should have never redone that.
He did a great job.
Then when I heard that song, I got so bothered by it. I was like, this is not even close to Tracy Chapman.
Now that we've had this Luke Combs fight, we'll be back with hip hop coming up next. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so in case you missed it, there's a new study out that says you may be a better dad than your father was to you. Men listening. And if you don't even have kids and you're like, well, I want to be a better dad, stand by. We'll talk more in depth about it. I go last, DJ Automatic.
Sorry, women, but sometimes stereotypes are true. And there's a new study out that says men are better with directions than women.
I knew you were going to say this because...
I was excited to say it because my wife here is the worst backseat driver of all time. I can't even drive to work without her correcting me at least 4 or 5 times. And we only live 2 miles away.
Because you do things. I don't even have anxiety. Well, I do now. Every single time you're driving to work because you take all these unnecessary risks and you put me in this crazy place and you don't even know where we're going half the time. So how does this...
How do I not know where we're going and we get there?
You know what? A lot of men don't know where we're going half the time. Look at Christopher Columbus. Right? He didn't know where he was going.
Point proven.
Boom. Look at it. We all did it. All right.
America.
Don't be a Christopher Columbus.
So,
okay?
But the researchers did say that the reason why boys are better than girls with directions is because you go outside younger to play and you're given more freedom. And so, like, going to go find the park or going to school or whatever helps you develop those learning skills at a young age.
So, we don't have to be backseat drivers. Let your girls go outside and play. Do the thing.
I didn't think this conversation was going to get any more sexist than when it started, but it did.
It did. It 100% did.
You're welcome.
All right, in case you missed it, being a workaholic is actually bad for your health. A study in Italy showed that people who are addicted to their work actually suffer from worse moods even on their day off because it's harder for them to detach from the workplace. And over time, this adds up to bad cardiovascular problems a lot of times.
Well, that
so what happens if you
me.
Don't ever stop working? Then you can't really complain about it because that's what I feel.
That's what I was going to say. I'm always working, so I don't even know. I don't know the difference.
I'm a big proponent. I would like to try to 4-day work week, like have like 4 days,
I know they're doing it in some places
because
in Europe.
I feel like I do agree with the study in the sense that like if you have 2 days off, right, it takes that first day to really kind of decompress from everything, and then by the second day you're already back at work.
I love all of that, and that's great. But we're at a point in our lives now where we don't have to live check to check anymore. And if you remember them days, let's not forget those days. Mm. It's a luxury to say, oh, I'd like to 2 days off. Until people get paid a living wage, sometimes that's not an option. So maybe there's other ways to decompress.
I don't think this
deep
one
breath,
is,
you know, those kind of things. No, it's 4 day work week.
But you're right. But we're not talking about the people living check to check right now. We're talking about the quote unquote overachievers. It's like, bro, we're all on a downhill ride anyway, dog.
Yeah, you all gonna end up 6 feet.
We're all gonna end up
anyway.
In the same place. Yeah.
You might not fancy your casket, but you're still gonna be there.
Facts.
All right. So in case you missed it, according to parents.com, millennial dads are spending 43% more time with their children than their dads did.
Yay.
It gets even better with older Gen Z. We're over 50% more time. I couldn't believe this. In 1982, 43% of dads said they'd never changed a diaper and were very proud of it. Today, that's dropped to 3%.
Okay.
Give it up for the men's out there. Give it up for the men's out
there.
Back
to the good old days.
No.
We didn't have to care.
No.
My dad said he never changed one of my diapers.
Oh, what a man.
Oh, automatic. Does that
I think
make
my dad was one of the last of the real men out there. Because
real
I'm
real men?
I mean,
yeah. That makes you a real man, not changing diapers?
I mean, technically.
No, it doesn't. You changed Ava Maddox's diapers the second we brought
like
her
I
home.
Said, technically.
Whatever. When you first changed your diaper, you were like, what is that?
I think this is a positive impact of social media because you can't, it's harder to run away from your family than it used to
we're
be.
We're
going to
shame
in
you into
shame
changing
diapers.
No, so listen to the rest of the study. Research shows when dads actively participate in dressing, diapering, and bathing, these kids actually, their bond is stronger with their fathers, of course, but they become much more balanced adolescents.
Oh.
And moral. They're just better people. Come on. This is a great thing.
Do your job, dads.
That is a great thing. But sometimes I find it, it's interesting because I think some men still struggle with bathing themselves.
Bro.
So it's pretty interesting that, you know.
Three of them in the studio. One's behind the scenes.
Oh.
You're right, married to one. So.
I know. If you want the study, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will send it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ranch dressing all over your lips. What am I talking about? You have to wait because food news is crazy today. Hey, it's time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so this year is going to be longer than most because it's leap year. Mm. February has 29 days in it. So the Earth takes a little more than 365 days to orbit the sun. So this extra day is so that we stay in sync. About 5 million babies are born on February 29th. I wish I was because then I'd only be like two.
So my friend Anthony, not this Anthony, but another Anthony that I grew up with, he was a leap year baby.
And really?
And he would always say, I'm like, technically
baby.
I'm like five now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool though, right? You know, we should have just gone with the Mayan calendar. They had it right. But then I don't speak Mayan. I can't read their stuff. So anyway, let's get down with food news now. DJ
okay.
Automatic.
All right. It is, dude.
I know.
Mayan calendar.
Mayan calendar. A little over all of our heads.
It's not. Google Mayan calendar. It's the most perfect calendar on the planet. All seriously.
Right.
What you got for food news?
All right. So you know Burt's Beeswax, the stuff that you put on your lip?
Yeah, of course.
They have teamed up with Hidden Valley Ranch to create a limited edition 4-pack of ranch flavored lip balm.
Damn, dog, there's some chubby people out there.
I can't believe Anthony just said,
Hell yeah, dude, I love ranch dressing. Y'all know I love me some ranch dressing.
But you're going to lick your lips and taste wings and ranch dressing? That sounds disgusting.
Hear me out. That might be a good way to lose some weight because you don't have to take on the calories anymore. You can just, almost inhale
them. What's the flavors? They got flavors on
there? Yeah, there's four flavors. So there's a Hidden Valley Ranch flavor, there's a buffalo sauce flavor, there's crunchy celery, and fresh carrot.
That's weird.
Country celery?
And fresh carrot?
You're a psychopath with those ones, dog. Just eat the carrot, bro.
Just rub a baby carrot on your lip. Like, seriously, are we doing this for real?
This is a limited edition thing, and they're only $11.99, okay?
Whoa, no way, dog. I paid $11.99 for no chapstick.
Well, for this, you have to, okay?
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll go right to National Measure Your Feet Day. That's a thing here in America, I guess.
Remember, when you wrist to your elbow, that's the size of your foot. That's why I have stumpy little arms.
Size 12 right here.
Get a load of this guy.
And we also got National Handwriting Day. And true story, the first time I ever got my feelings really hurt was when my grandma told me I had ugly handwriting. Yeah, straight to my face in third grade, dog. Dude,
core memory there.
Core
huh?
memory right there, dude. I ran and cried, and then my mom
was
like, yeah, well, I do, yes. It hurt because it was true. Ah, it's something that will unite us all, though. It's National Pie Day.
Man, good pie. There's no reason to make pie anymore.
What?
Because you have places like McDonald's and Whataburger that have the most perfect little apple pies, and you can hold them in your hand.
You're going to take that
pie. And they're crispy and delicious.
You're going to take that pie over grandma's pie? My grandma made an amazing pie, a fresh pie. I mean, don't get me wrong. McDonald's makes a good little thing, but that's not a real pie.
Okay, damn. May she rest in peace, Grandma Maddox. Can your mama make pie?
No, I'm talking
about... That's why we're pulling up to McDonald's, DJ Automatic. That's why we're going
Grandma
to
Grandma Dorothy made one hell of a pie, though.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Earlier today, we talked about things that adults said to us that made us feel terrible even to this day. Like Automatic's teacher told him he was going to be a hoodlum and end up in prison. Gosh! My teacher made me read in front of the class to prove I belonged there.
Oh, man.
But you know what? There's good things that grown-ups, adults, teachers, whomever say to us that also stick with us. And I think that they overpower the negative things or none of us would be here.
Yeah, one thing I heard from, I think it was my cousin Jessica. She told me early on because she kind of lived, like, you know, like any Latino home, you know, there's always an older cousin
right, Anthony,
or older
right,
uncle
right,
living
right.
with you guys there.
So she was,
that was our house too, though. Yeah, I think that's just a poor thing. Yeah.
She was staying with us and I forgot what, something that made me cry. And she said, crying is just another emotion. You don't have to be ashamed to cry or feel. And I like that was really accepting as a young homie to hear that, too. That's
and
all.
So rare in a Latino household. Seriously.
Definitely wasn't going to come for your uncle.
Yeah.
For me, I had my music teacher in elementary school. She pulled me aside and she said, you know, you have like an inclination for music. You should be a musician. You should work on music.
And now you're DJ Automatic.
I wasn't playing any instruments. I wasn't doing anything. We would sing in her class and we'd have to clap on beat and we'd have to do different little drills. But I always did really, really well in the class. And she actually pulled me aside and told me that. Gave me the confidence to get into DJing.
Interesting. I remember my fifth grade teacher because I had been in a class before and I'd gotten a bad grade for my penmanship. And I was so upset because I was Miss Straight A student. I got like a B- or something and I was just disappointed in myself.
Damn.
And Mr. Wilson said, if a teacher is concentrating on your penmanship and not in the content that you've written, they're probably not a good teacher. You're brilliant, Dana.
Facts.
And I never forgot that.
I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, totally, yeah. Totally, because he said, what I'm reading here is brilliant. Maybe the writing, not so much, but that's not what counts in the end.
I mean, look at every doctor's writing.
Thank you very much, DJ Automatic. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.